First day of school. Welcome back. Good to see everybody. Ready to go. Exciting to be here. Back to football. I know you probably have some questions about what transpired in the last couple of days, and that's fine. I want to add one thing to that. And I was remiss in not doing it at the time Patrick released the details or the announcement on John's extension. But I've also made the decision to promote him to president of football operations. John is, we're football first here at the Broncos, and obviously John is our leader of the team, and I think he most definitely is deserving of this title elevation, and so that's how we're going to proceed. He will also retain the title of general manager with that. So the official title, and this hasn't, Patrick doesn't have a release yet, but when he gets it to you, is president of football operations slash general manager.
So,
No, it's just. I think it's really a recognition that he deserves for all that he does and for all that he has done for this team over the years since he arrived here in 1984. So with that, as I said, there'll be a release on that coming out to that says it a little nicer than I did, perhaps, and then we'll go from there. So, questions. No, I think we just wanted to try and get it done before the season started so we could move it forward. We could move forward with the focus on the football team. That was really it. And so John recognized that. We recognized his representatives recognized that. And so we were able to get it done Monday.
Were you ever concerned that it wasn't going to get done?
Not really. John is so synonymous with this town and this city, this region, and this team. And you know, I believed everything he said in my conversations with him and what he said publicly at various events, that he wanted to be here and remain a Bronco. And so, no, I really wasn't that concerned. But, you know, we got through negotiations, and Rich Slifka really kind of handled the lion's share of that with John's representatives and was very, very pragmatic and very patient and did a great job for us. And I appreciate all of his help on that as well. I would hope so. Yeah, I would hope so. I certainly, you know, I know how proud Pat would be of where the organization is due to John's hard work and his vision and his football acumen and his business acumen as well. So, yeah, I think he'd be pleased. No question.
What does it mean to have Gary back in the role? What does it say about this team as a family?
Well, I think it's great. And, you know, I think I heard John was here a few minutes ago, and he said, you know, in my mind, Gary never was going to really leave us or something to that extent, right? And I think that was, you know, that started as soon as John went up to Gary's room in Kansas City the night before that game and accepted Gary's decision to step down. I think, you know, my guess is John's wheels were turning about how he could still stay and help us. And Gary, too, as he said at his press conference, I think he said, I'm retired from coaching, but not football. So to have him back is great. And obviously he and John go back a long way. So I think it's a great thing.
Joe, are there any developments on stadium naming rights?
There's nothing today to report other than that my forecast at this very meeting last year that we would hopefully have a deal done by today was wrong. You know, I'm a little disappointed in that. On the other hand, there's a lot that goes into these deals, and some of them take longer periods of time than others. Some happen quicker than the timetable we're on or that we've been on. So, but, you know, I'm looking forward to getting a deal done, but it's got to be the right deal. And we've had discussions. We've got a few more coming up, and I'm not going to reveal who they're with. It has to be the right partner, and there's a lot of different components to it. You know, there's not only what happens around the stadium and in the stadium, but possible development issues around there that we've talked about, you know, doing some stuff around the stadium to that the city is interested in doing. So we're taking our time. I know that's frustrating to some of you and to some of the fans because the name on the building is not well accepted perhaps, but I'm not going to just rebrand it one time and then brand it back. We're not going to do that. If we're going to spend money, we're going to do those kinds of things or take the time. We're going to do it to make the game day experience better for the fans. You know, we try to do the best we can in that area, and I think the metrics that we get back from the league and the fan surveys and everything else shows we're doing a good job with that. but we always got to put more into it because it remains a competitive issue for us, getting people to come to games all the time, year in and year out. So, that's kind of where we are today. I wish I was here with an announcement, but we're not, and someday we will be. It's called Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Yeah, that's the name of the stadium. Well, I mean, when you lose your tickets, I'm sure they're frustrated by it. We looked at each case individually and determined that if there weren't medical reasons or some military obligations or assignments, and they were just selling their tickets to sell their tickets and had no interest in going to any of our games, that we were going to put those tickets in the hands of people that are on the waiting list, 75,000 of them at this point. We were going to upgrade people who for years have called our office and said, I want to get upgraded, and every time I go to a game, I got a guy in a Kansas City jersey or an Oakland jersey or a San Diego jersey sitting next to me. It's not a Bronco fan. So we made that decision, and I understand there were some hurt feelings by that, but we want our fans to be rewarded, and we had that right to do that, and so we took those steps, and that's where we're at. Yeah, I think we have a lot of work to do, and I think our studies that we've done would indicate, it's going to cost significant dollars to keep the stadium up to the standards that paying customers expect when they go to an event like ours. So, I can't forecast. Can't predict what stadiums are going to look like in 5 years, 10 years out, but I know there's going to be some new thing. I mean, whatever happens in Los Angeles, it's going to be pretty grand, and what happened down in Dallas is pretty grand. So they're only going to get better, and we've got to fight to keep up with that to some extent. I'll be interested to see, quite frankly, how I won't use San Diego. I always do how the Los Angeles Chargers do in a small venue this coming season. I think it'll be interesting, and a lot of people are sort of naysaying it, saying, it's not going to be true to football or whatever, but it may be a very comfortable environment, an exciting environment. We'll see. Many of you will be at that game. So I don't know if the trend will be later that more people are settling at home and the audiences are smaller. I would have said that 10 years ago here. And our waiting list has grown leaps and bounds, and people come to our games, and this market continues to astound me with the support that it gives our organization. And we are always grateful and never take that, always grateful for that, and never take it for for granted. Excuse me. So, but I do know that to modernize it, to constantly upgrade it, to keep it up, is a big cost, and if we don't do that, it becomes an unpleasant experience for fans. So we can't afford that, because then they'll just stay away.
Don't you feel like this is a year for Pat Bowman to get in the Hall of Fame?
And what would you say to the selection? Well, I would say you definitely should let him into the Hall of Fame. His work, John spoke to it a few minutes ago, his work, it speaks for itself, and he would never speak for it because that's what he was. He was just modest and humble, but 9 committees, a key part of Commissioner Tagliabue's regime, Commissioner Goodell's for a period of time. You look at the vision he had for television. You can go back to Dick Ebersol. You can go back to David Hill at Fox Sports. Pat was an integral part of the growth of television in this league, and television has been a huge driver for the success of the NFL. Then, not only that, he had his day job, which was here, and he was here every single day, and that's not always the case with an owner. And, his success with this organization speaks for itself, 300 wins in 30-plus years, more Super Bowl appearances than losing seasons. I don't have all the details in front of me. I think I probably do on the other side of this page, Nikki. But, I could go on and on all of that. So, I mean, he deserves to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that's as much as you can say. You can't kick and scream, but, you know, I think they know that, and I'm hopeful that this year is his year.
Joe, there's no real easy way to ask this question, but if this is the year that he does get in, where his health is right now, will he truly be able to grasp and understand that he's in and is going to be going into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I'm not going to speak for how he's doing, I'll speak for how he's doing. He's doing just fine and resting comfortably in his home. And look, Eric, Alzheimer's is a wicked disease, and I'll bet some of you in this audience have relatives, friends that have been afflicted with it, and it's brutally unfair. I think his family, who he sees a lot and are serving as caregivers over at his house, I think it would be a great day for them, and I think because of that, it'll be a great day for him when that happens. I thought someone was going to ask that. I think it's fun to watch. You know, John made a point of saying that we've got two good young, experienced guys. Both got a little time. You know, Paxton got some time last year, and Trevor the bulk of the time. And they'll battle it out, and we'll see where we go. But it's there's always competition, and this year it's at one of the most important, if not the most important, positions on the field. And I'm glad I don't have to make the decision, and so are you. Glad that I don't have to make the decision. Well, I got caught up. I was listening to Vance, and he talked to you about that. And I think really, Romy, there's in this league, when you look at a team, there's a handful to two handfuls of players that know, that their job, their role is entrenched in an organization, and then everybody's fighting for a job. And I don't think I'm speaking out of school saying that. You should ask the players that. I think they would say the same thing, So I just notice when you go to come out here to these practices, there's not supposed to be tackling and there's not supposed to be full contact or engagement. Some of those rules are cast aside, and it's really, really competitive for a lot of people at a lot of positions. So whether it's linebacker, defensive line, defensive back, you name it. I think there's competition everywhere. Seems that way every year.
How proud do you expect it to be, and what are some of the things fans can look forward to?
Well, I think we'll do probably the same we've been doing, 3,000 to 5,000. It's a great environment, you get close to the players, as close as anywhere. You're on that hill, so you feel like you're right involved with the action. Coach does a great job of pulling the practices down to the fans a little bit. He's going to extend the autograph period, I think. Patrick told me this morning by about 5 minutes. Got some food trucks. Got an additional mister this year, which I think I talked to you guys about last year, to cool people off. So it's a new coaching staff. I think it'll be fun to see the new energy that these guys bring. And I'm excited for it, and I think our fans will be too.
So you talk about the stadium.
I think we are. I do. I think we're close. Yeah. I'd like to think we're as good as that. I mean, Chip Conway's done a terrific job of kind of master playing the whole complex. And we're not done yet. I know you guys have been in the locker room, and that got upgraded last year. We're going to do some stuff to the team meeting rooms here and on the other side of the building going towards Potomac is the street. The indoor facility, I think, is state-of-the-art, as good as any in the country. I think you got to have that. I mean, we're a big business, and we're important to people, and we should be important to our staff and our organization and show that we care about how they, when they get out of their cars, they feel valued when they come to work. So there are a lot of great facilities around the league, though, I can tell you that, Vic.
Anything else for Joe?
No. Nope. It's going to stay as it is until we have a deal. Thank you.